Yerushalmi Ma'ase Sheni, corresponding to Bavli, B'chayri, Staff Nun Dalad. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Beis Medalas at the Mishnah. Balabayis Oimer Besela V'Achea Oimer Besela, Balabayis Koidim B'pnei Shu Moisif Chaymish. If the owner offered a seller and another person offered a seller to redeem Ma'ase Sheni, the owner has the right to redeem it since he must add the extra fifth. Balabayis Oimer Besela V'Achea Oimer Besela V'Isa, Es Shal Sela V'Isa Koidim B'pnei Shu Moisif Ala Keren. If the owner offered a seller and another offered a seller an ether, the other person has the right to redeem it since he's adding to the principal. If one redeems his own ma'aseh sheni, he must add a fifth, whether it's his that he grew himself or he received it as a gift. And the Gemara says, "Vein chaim shesharzeh meruba al toisvasah sharzeh." The Gemara asks, well, in the second case, isn't the extra fifth worth more than the extra ether that the other one offered? Rav Avin answers that the owner could act shrewdly and exempt himself from paying the extra fifth, as we're going to learn in the later halacha gimel. Now the Mishnah taught that the person who offered a seller and an isa redeems it because he added to the principal. Rav Yaakov by Ida b'shem Rav Simai. Rabbi Yaakov Eidi, quoting Rabbi Simai, said that Ma'aseh Sheni that's not worth a putter does not require the fifth to be added when it's redeemed. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Simai b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kol Ma'aseh Sheni she'ein b'chom she'shav v'putter ein ha'moisef chomesh. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that any Ma'aseh Sheni whose extra fifth is not worth a putter does not require it to be added. Rabbi Abba Bar Mama asked a question. The Mishnah in Meseches Bava Metzia teaches that there are five laws relating to a putter, but according to Rabbi Simai there should be six, that the principle of Ma'aseh Sheni must be worth a putter in order to require the extra fifth, and according to Rabbi Yochanan there should be seven, that the extra fifth itself must be worth a putter. V'oimin ador, da'am Rabbi Yossi, should say b'shem Rabbi Mana, bar Tanachum, Rabbi Abol, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ein kaka nikna p'pachis m'shav a putter. And another question is that let that Mishnah also teach the law of Rabbi Abol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that land cannot be purchased to less than a putter. And the Gemara does not answer these questions. The Gemara now should say, Tanya, ma'aseh sheni she'ein dam av yudu'in, the Baisa says if there's a Ma'aseh Sheni without a known value, as its value is minimal, it's enough to say that it and its extra fifth should be redeemed onto the seller coin. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Krispa, Rabbi Yoina b'shem Rabbi Zeira, b'seller shem Ma'aseh Sheni he must nisa, I eshesh lo yehi shem chulin kol shehen. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Krispa, and Rabbi Yoina, quoted Rabbi Zeira, explained that the b'risa means that it's enough to use a coin that's already been used to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni, as there will certainly be some space remaining on that coin that is chulin. Am Rav Yochanan hektesh shepedoev yoyseh al damav tafes zakol Ma'aseh Sheni shepedoev yoyseh al damav loy tafes zakol. Rav Yochanan says that if hektesh was redeemed for more than it's worth, the hektesh fills up all of the money, but Ma'aseh Sheni does not. Ma ben hektesh, ma ben Ma'aseh Sheni, what's the difference between them? Rabbi Immi says the answer is it's the way of a person to give extra to Hekdesh. If they were by Koime Rabbi Immi, Nivdok Oisei Ish Va'amar Loik Lakach Niskavanti, if they were asked Rabbi Immi that if we would ask the person and he would say that he didn't intend to add, what's the law? Amalei Lakashi Yivdok, the answer Rabbi Immi says if that's what he answers, the rest of the money isn't Hekdesh. Rabbi Yoina by Kamanda Amma should say Kenechasov, but Kamanda Amma Eino Kenechasov. Ma ben Hektish and Ma ben Ma'aseh Sheni is the correct answer. Rabbi Yoina asked a question that according to the opinion that says that Ma'aseh Sheni is considered the owner's, the difference between it and Hektish is understandable. But according to the opinion that it's not considered the owner's, but rather it's considered sanctified money, why is it different from Hektish? And Rabbi Yossi, Lekein Kva Itma Taima Shekein Adam Monsilios Ma'al Bebe Hektish. Rabbi Yossi says even according to that opinion, the reason still applies that people give extra to Hektish. And Rabbi Yochanan, Hektish Pidurv Lehoisif Chaimesh Harizapodoy. Ma'aseh Sheni shepedoev v'lehoisif chaimesh harei ze'ein apodei. Rabbi Yochanan says that if Hektish was redeemed without adding the fifth, the redemption still takes effect. But if Ma'aseh Sheni was redeemed without adding the extra fifth, the redemption does not take effect. Ma ben Hektish and ma ben Ma'aseh Sheni, why are they different? And Rabbi Hillel, Hektish yesh lo ta'ivim, Ma'aseh Sheni ein lo ta'ivim. Rabbi Hillel answers that the treasurer will demand the payment, so he will certainly eventually add the fifth. But there, there's no claimant to demand it in the case of Ma'aseh Sheni. Rabbi Yoina Boy, Commander Amma, Shekinachosov, from Commander Amma, as you say, Einuk Kinachosov, who, Ma ben Hektish, Ma ben Ma'aseh Sheni. Rabbi Yoina asked a question that, according to the opinion that says that Ma'aseh Sheni is considered the owner's, there is a concern that he will not pay the fifth, but according to the opinion that it's not considered the owner's, but rather sanctified money, why is it different from Hektish? He will certainly pay the fifth, as he views it very stringently. Rabbi Yosi's answer that didn't we already learn that Hektish has a claimant, which is a treasurer, but Ma'aseh Sheni does not have a claimant. The Mishnah taught that if one redeems his own Ma'aseh Sheni, he must add a fifth, whether it's his that he grew himself or whether he received it as a gift. The Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, who says that a gift is like a sale. Rabbi Yonah says no, it follows all opinions as it's referring to produce that he received as a gift that had not yet had its maaseh separated. The Gemara asks, the later Mishnah teaches that if one redeems Neter Avai, which is the fruits of the fourth year of the life of a tree, he must add the extra fifth. Could that be referring to produce that had not had its Neter Avai separated? There's no such thing as separating Neter Avai. Lo Neter Avai ad smoy, you should say, oivhocha maaseh have sefech meima. Rather, it must be referring to Neter Avai itself, and so to here, it's actually its actual maaseh sheni. Therefore, the previous answer must be said that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir.